What up, world? Welcome to an episode of the Brian Janu Show. As you know, I am Brian Janu, and like always, all podcast platforms everywhere. Brian Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, Brian Janu, Facebook, The Brian Janu Show, and on TikTok, Brian Janu Show, YouTube channel, Brian Janu Show. You go subscribe, comment. I do comment back. You guys like all the episodes have been out, man, this whole year. We're winding it down. I got a bunch of freaking episodes still to come. Gotta record them. They're not coming. Just like this one, tonight is very special because this is Wrestling Life. Still debating what I'm gonna do next week. You know, Saturday Night Main Event. I know, so the premiere of Monday Night Raw on Netflix. So, yeah, but, let's get into it, man. Wrestling Life. So, tonight was WWE NXT Deadline 2024. Concept's been alive for 3 years. This one was cool. It wasn't a super crazy pay-per-view. Five matches. Always would love the five matches. Give me these match cards over AEW's match cards any day. AEW's match cards take too long. You want the 30-minute match, and then you still have, like, five other matches to go. You're like, God. Damn, nigga, like, can we speed this shit up? Like, the fuck? Five matches. You already know I do it. Five stars. My least favorite match to my most favorite match. If I have two five-star matches, which I do, I will talk about each match and name one of those matches my match of the night. Let's get into it, though. Starting off, my least favorite match of the night was Trick Williams versus Rich Holland. I get it 3.5 stars for the NXT Championship. They have ruined Trick's run as champion. I don't think, and maybe it's just because of the men. You're not invested in any of the dudes. I really do feel like if you would have just put Trick with Wes Lee, it would have really helped him out. Wes is a hell of a wrestler. Hopefully, you know, what they did tonight will officially get the belt off of Trick. This is over. This match just did not save it. I think that it just enhanced the fact that Trick is okay. He's not a great NXT champion. And again, maybe it's because of the people he's having to work with. I mean, you got Ethan Page, who's okay in the ring. He's that, like I've been saying, he's okay. He's decent in the ring. Nothing too special. Rich Holland is okay in the ring. He's decent. He's not special. There's nothing about these matches that are like this, wow, this is over the top factors. It's nothing. Like, they've ruined his title run. They ruined his first win. They ruined his second one. Like, this is not good. Like, and maybe it is Trick. I know a lot of people are like, move him to the main roster. I don't think he's ready. I think people want him to go to the main roster because of the noise, because of the song, the theme song, and you just want to see it at the Royal Rumble. And you could put him in the Royal Rumble and have a theme song. Like, we don't need him to go to the main roster. I don't think he's ready. I'm officially say that. I don't think Trick's ready to go to the main roster. I don't think he's ready. Carmelo Hayes is miles apart from what Trick does in NXT. And Carmelo's always been way more talented in the ring than Trick, but you can physically see it. Like, Carmelo Hayes could go in the ring with Cody Rhodes, who is the WWE champion, and hold his fucking own. While Trick Williams can barely have a standard two-star match with the likes of Rich Holland. Like, this shit is bad. Like I said, take out them theme song, take out the whoop that, take that shit out. Let's be 100. Do you really think he could go on the main roster right now and have a fucking match against Andrade, LA Knight, Shinsuke Nakamura? You think he can hold his own in those types of fucking matches? Like, fuck, though. He's okay. He can fight. He can wrestle. But he's not fucking great. He's one of those that need to be in NXT for a minute. Like, he needs to be in NXT for 4 to 5 years. Like, he needs to be there for a good bit. I think this is the thing about wrestling fans. We get so drawn into the character, we forget that the damn wrestling at some point has to come into play. And he's not good. He's not that fucking good. I've seen him now have the belt a little long in the tooth. And I cannot wait till they finally take the belt off of him. It's just like there's nothing good about this dude outside of the fucking theme song. He can wrestle, like I said, he got some skills. You know what he is? He's Booker T. He's Booker T without the skill level. He's Booker T without the skill level. Booker T was actually good. Booker T could fucking wrestle. He has none of that. I know people think I'm not hating on Trey. I've seen him wrestle too many times now to know that he needs to be in the ring with someone that can actually pull it out of him. Because if he's in the ring with these types of guys like Rich Holland and Ethan Page, there's nothing good coming from this. It's not gonna be a good match. And I've seen it now, him working with these types of wrestlers, and he just can't do it. He can't pull it out of it. Like he to be the, again, to be the champion of the brand, it feels weird. It feels awkward. It feels like he shouldn't be the champion of the motherfucking brand. And that's the thing. I'm not saying Rich Holland is great in the fucking ring either. I mean, he's not good at all. They're trying to push him. They're trying to give him some rub. But there's a reason for why he's back in NXT. He can't fucking do it. He cannot be the guy either. And that's the thing. This match was okay. It was decent. They gave it a long run time because, again, it's the NXT Championship, so they had to give it a long run time. But outside of that, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good fucking match. It was decent. They try to play into the neck, and like I said, when matches like that happen, when you're trying to psychologically take a body part and dissect it, I like that because it's old school. It's a thing. It was great, and it but it just feels like they were. It's who was in the match. Trick, I think, is cool. He's decent. Respect to the man for what he's accomplished. But he got to be in the ring with the right person to bring it out of him. And I don't even think it's going to be Oba that brings it out of him. I think he needs to be in the ring. That's why I've always said him and Wesley would do amazing in the ring. Because Wesley is not like, one of these powerhouses or this technical sound kind of. He needs something that could kind of make him feel a little. He needs a match where he can kind of be the get the better of somebody. Every time he's been in these matches, and no, it's not just that he's a face and they're heels. It just feels like he always comes in kind of underhanded. Like he can't really wrestle like the people that he's wrestling. And Rich Holland's not good at fucking wrestling, so that's a kind of another reason why this shit is kind of bullshit. I gave it 3.5. I really actually would give it like 2.5. It's really not that good. It wasn't no good. I give it 3 stars. I drop it to 3. It wasn't good. It really wasn't. I'm not gonna lie. It was okay. It wasn't a great match. And again, this is your fucking title match. This is the NXT Championship. And I'm sitting here telling y'all like, don't invest your time into this match. If you could skip this fucking match, I would probably skip this fucking match. It's not good. Like, again, kudos, shout out to Trick, man. Kudos to Trick for doing what he's accomplished. But fuck, dude. Like, I've seen too many matches now where your match should probably open the fucking show and keep it there. You should open the show and keep it there. Like, you should not be main eventing. It's done. I'm done with this title run. Please take the belt off this man. Put him, like I said, he needs to be in NXT because the moveset he got just don't fucking work. It don't fucking work, dude. Oh, good God Almighty, but 3 stars. 3 stars. Next. I gave this match 4 stars, and that is Lullabies versus Jada Parker, the NXT Underground match. I love the setup of this match. Jada Tuesday with the promo. I love it all. We all knew Lola was going to win this match because they want to give it a trilogy. I don't know when you're going to do a trilogy. God Almighty, please not a Stand and Deliver. Have it at New Year's Eve. I guess you could do it at New Year's Eve. It would make more sense if you did it at New Year's Eve. But, and that's going to be in LA. So, yeah. And make it for the winner wins this match goes against the North American champion, Women's North American champion. Why not? The picture is a little bit too crowded for them to fight the fucking real NXT Women's Champion. So why not have them two fight again and have the stipulation be if you win this match, you will be the NXT. Now, I think they're gonna actually have them fight in a steel cage match. I think that's clearly where the fuck this direction is going. They've had now what, a street fight, and they've now had a underground match. Do y'all think of any other thing? Yeah, you ain't never had a singles match between them two, and that's the way it's been. It's been stipulation. So if that is the case, make a steel cage match and let's move it the fuck along. Have it open up New Year's Eve, and let's keep it pushing, baby. You know, I thought the match was cool. I thought it was a cool match. Like I said, love both of these women. Jada's a fucking star. I think Jada is a super fucking star. I think Lola is really good at what she does. I don't think she's. I don't know what Lola's gonna be when she finally does make it to the main roster, if she makes it to the main roster anytime soon. But Jada can hold on the main roster. Why? It's because she can do promos. Lola still kind of sounds like she's still trying to work it through. Jada feels like, nah, I can do this shit, and she can wrestle. It's not like she can't wrestle. She can fucking wrestle. So. And again, we all know if you're a wrestling fan that most of 50% of your you being a wrestler is selling the fucking match. Jada could sell a fucking match. So yeah, I thought the match was okay. I thought the match was good. Match was good. I've seen what now 3 underground matches. Lola's I think been in all of these motherfuckers that I've seen. It's cool. It's a cool concept. I like the fact that Triple H has used the Underground, which a lot of people thought was really dope. Well, I don't say a lot of people. I would say some people thought that the Underground back in the day on Raw was really dope. But, you know, that is what it is. But 4 stars. Next 4-star match is the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge. I gave it 4 stars. I love the fact that they started off with Javon Evans and Wes Lee. Get the two bouncy motherfuckers out the ring, get them out there first. I love the idea that they also, you know, Eddie Thorpe didn't even make it to the pay-per-view. He got injured, he got taken out at the end of NXT. And he didn't make it to the pay-per-view. Awesome. I don't think he needed to be in the match to begin with. I love the fact that they played it off as we don't know who's gonna be in it, and then at the end of the show, at the end of the kickoff show. It was like, oh, Ava just said she's gonna put somebody in the fifth. She found the fifth person. Okay, cool. But the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge was cool. It wasn't too crazy. Nate the Frazier got fucked up in this match, which will play very much into what I'm about to say next. But this match was awesome. It was cool. Like I said, Wes Lee and Javon Evans started it. Then Nate the Frazier came out. Then the pace kind of, and that was the quick pace of the match was do 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 do. And then once Ethan Page got in the ring, it kind of slowed down. It kind of started to become very, you know, the match became very, very about preserving your energy, which was pretty smart because they kept trying to sell that as you got three people that are very quick, very fast, trying to always run, trying to always, you know. You know, they're always trying to hit the move, trying to hit the big move, trying to hit the flashy move. But this match is about pace. It's about finesse. It's about trying to survive to get these pinfalls. And then after that, You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can cruise the next couple of minutes as long as you just don't give up the pinfall, which is very intriguing. Like I said, those first four men, Ethan Page, Nathan Frazer, Wes Lee, Jermaine Evans, was great. But let's be real. We all knew who the fuck should have been in this match, and who the fuck won this match was exactly who the fuck needed to win this match. And that is Obafemi. Obafemi was the fifth man. He replaced Eddie Thorpe as the fifth man. Yes, the fuck yes. Make that happen. The man wins the Iron Survivor Challenge. He needed to. Like I have said, I don't know if Trick, I don't know if Obafemi can take the belt and make it better. I do not know. What I do know is he's better than Trick. What I do know is he's better than Trick. And again, I don't know how you move this. I don't know how you do this. I do know this. If I was them, I would have Obafemi win the belt at New Year's Eve. At New Year's Evil. And then you can have Vengeance. Yeah, I think Vengeance coming up in February. Have them fight at Vengeance. Orba keeps the belt. And then maybe at some point, Wes Lee gets another chance and Wes Lee goes up against Obafemi. That's how I would do it. Maybe that's me. Maybe Nathan Frazer, if they drop the tag team titles at some point. Maybe Nathan Frazer and Obafemi. That would be a dope match. I would actually think that'd be a fucking dope match. Wes Lee, Nathan Frazer, Wes Lee, Nathan Frazer, Wes Lee, Nathan Frazer, and Axiom in a Fatal 4-Way, Edge Stand and Deliver. Fucking right, let's have that happen. I think it's too soon to go back to Tony D'Angelo. If Tony D'Angelo somehow so he drops the North American Championship, I think it's a little bit too soon to go back to him. But if you wanted to, I can easily understand if you did. I don't know, Clint Dempsey? That's people on the main roster you can use that you just don't use. But yeah, Oba should have won. I'm happy he won. Let's see what happens. Got 2 5-star matches. My first 5-star match is the other Iron Survivor Challenge. This was the women. First things first, the smartest thing WWE's done in a minute is let the women of NXT close the fucking pay-per-view out. It made sense. Now, whereas the fast-paced shit was happening in the first match right out the gate, this was more methodical. This was more about setting the pace, keeping yourself, not burning yourself, not blowing yourself up pretty much at the beginning of this match, keeping it very, first thing first, they went for a lot of submissions early. This match started with Julia and Rhea Sinclair. Thought that was dope. Thought that was a good idea. And then Sol Ruka comes out. And this match was awesome. This was a great start to this match. It was three women that were really good. I really do think they brought in, put Rhea Sinclair in this match just to eat pins. I really They put her in this match to eat pins, and it's exactly what she did. She ate pins all freaking night. Then it led to Zarya coming out. She was the power of the match, which was really dope. And then Stephanie Vaquer was the last person to come out, which was a smart idea to do. I thought this match was great. This was great. Like I said, funny as hell. Rhea Sinclair's facial expressions are funny as shit. I thought this match was amazing. It was better than the men's. It was easily better than the men's. I would easily say that. Way better than the men's. I don't know if it was the right winner. I do believe Julia should have got another shot at Roxanne before Stephanie or Zoria got their shot, because technically Julia didn't really, yes, she lost, but she didn't lose, because she was just, Roxanne was just better than her Cora Jade helped. So I get why you're going to this scenario. Julia should have probably won this. I'm not too mad about it. I know a lot of people probably will be get bent out of shape and be like, why Stephanie didn't win? Why didn't? But Julia was the first person to come. And technically she's not really done with Roxanne Perez. So it makes total fucking sense to have her go back against Roxanne. It makes total fucking sense. And now that you know New Year's Evil is gonna be in LA, it's the perfect chance for Roxanne to drop the belt to Julia. Again, the longer you go with this, the longer you go with this, you know, what are you gonna do with Roxanne? You put yourself in a situation where you fall, you put yourself in a situation where you might not be able to get yourself out of it before Stand and Deliver. Same thing with Trick Williams. It's like, I think Roxanne is ready for the main roster, unlike Trick. I think she's ready for the main roster. I think if you use her the right way, you can easily give her a WrestleMania match. I think she can easily go up against the Intercontinental Women's Champion or the Women's United States Champion, or she can easily go up against one of them and go up against one of them. I don't think she's ready to be go up against, like, you know, Rhea Ripley or, you know, Tiffany Stratton, if that is the case, for the title at WrestleMania. I don't think she's ready for that. But go up against Chelsea Green or, you know, Chelsea Green or Laura Vicaria, Becky Lynch. Her and Becky Lynch and Laura Vicaria in a triple threat match for the Women's Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania? Fuck yeah, sign me up. And she wins? Why not? I mean, but yeah, I think the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge was awesome. It was exactly what you needed. Like I said, the women should have closed it out. The women have way more compelling stories. The women is the best division in the fucking, on the whole roster. They are fucking amazing. And I think that that is the best thing they should have done. And I'm happy they fucking closed it out with the women because they fucking deserved it. Like I said, the men's Iron Survivor Challenge did not. The men's Iron Survivor Challenge was nothing. It was okay. And up until Oba Femi came out, they kept trying to give it to Ethan Page. I'm like, you cannot give this fucking crown back to Ethan Page. Oh my God, if this happens a fucking again, I'm happy it went the way it went. I'm happy that the women got to close out the night. The ending was so fucking rapid. It was crazy. You know, Julia was Stephanie, Julia, all of them were trying to just get that one last pin. All of them was tied. It was literally the last fucking pin. Julia got the last real pin and she won. It makes sense. I'm like, yeah, that makes fucking sense. I'm shocked she took a pin tonight. I'm gonna be honest. I thought Julia would not eat a pin, but they kept Stephanie looking strong, which is pretty fucking interesting. Pretty fucking interesting. Stephanie is the only person that didn't take a pin the whole night. Julia took a pin from Cesaria. Cesaria took a pin from Julia. Sol Ruka took a pin from Win Sinclair. Win Sinclair took all of their pins. Win Sinclair took everybody's pin except Zarya's. Like, so it was just interesting, man. So I love this match very much. But my match of the night was the supersonic duo of Nathan Frazer and Exium versus the No Quarter Catch crew for the NXT Tag Team titles. This shit was easily match of the night. This was the best match on the fucking card by a long while. Like, the first two matches were cool. It was alright. You know, it was the Men's Iron Survivors. Then it went to the Underground match. It was cool. It was alright. When they got to this match, the crowd fucking exploded. And that's what you needed. This was the best fucking match. It was exactly what you needed to fucking be. It told a story. Could Nathan Frazer and Exium overcome Nathan Frazer pretty much being in the Iron Survivor Challenge at the beginning of the night? Which I kind of knew he was going to be. The match was going to kick off because I was like, there's no way in hell he's going to come out and fight in the fucking Iron Survivor. Fight in the Iron Survivor Challenge and then turn around and then go fight in the tag team match. You needed to give him an extra match. He got the extra match. I'm happy for him. But this fight, man, was this match was incredible. No Quarter Catch crew will be tag team champions. I don't know when. I don't know when they do it, but it will happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it will fucking happen. I don't know how you get the belts off of Nate the Frazier and Axiom. I think this is another thing. You're really dragging this shit along. Now, I don't know if you're waiting, which is another thing. Sometimes people could just be waiting for WWE does this too. They wait for a tag team to take the belts off of them. You saw with Motor City Machine Guns with the Bloodline. This can happen to them. Now, Penta is a free agent, I think, Monday, but Rey Fénix isn't coming until maybe late 2025. So if that is the case, what are we doing? I don't know if you're going to take the belts off of them because once you do, you know what is going to immediately happen, which is they're going to start beefing. They're going to go against each other. They're going to start to. And if you've seen anything about WWE this past week, heel turns of tag teams happen very fast, fucking very rapid. I don't know if they're going to break them up anytime soon. And that's the thing. I think they're really waiting till they hit the 100-day mark, in which probably is going to be the first NXT on of the new year, which is New Year's Evil. And if that is the case, I can definitely see WWE pulling the trigger there. I can definitely see WWE pulling the trigger there and putting them in a ring with maybe two teams, and maybe one of the teams get lucky that night and beat them, which they don't have to pin Nate the Frazier or Axiom. They can just pin the other team. So I can easily see it happening. I don't know when it's going to happen, but they do need to at some point maybe pull the trigger on getting the tag team titles off of Nate the Frazier and Axiom. But for right now, they always have the best matches on the Prime Live event. Like I've always said, NXT always has the best tag team matches. I don't give a fuck what you say. The best tag team championship matches, even when they were in the black and gold brand, was always the best fucking matches. I don't give a shit what you say. They were always the best matches. And right now, they are in that same situation now. I think that this is going to be a really interesting way of how they're going to pretty much break them up or pretty much make them into, singles competitors again. Like I said, maybe they break them up before Stand and Deliver, and they go into Stand and Deliver and try to go fight Oba Femi, for the title. I don't know what you do, but as long as they're the tag team champions, they're probably gonna have the best matches on the fucking card every fucking time. Every fucking time. This was incredible. This was incredible. Like I said, No Quarter Cash Crew will be tag team champions eventually. I don't know when, but they will be tag team champions eventually. But yeah, this was fucking amazing. This was the best match on the whole fucking card. If I recommended anything to you, this would be the match that I would say go fucking watch. This is the best match. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. That is it. Next week, I'm still debating. I don't know. But Saturday Night Main Event, WWE Saturday Night's Main Event is gonna be here. I will be going to the December 30th show, Monday Night Raw here in Houston. I'll be going to that show. The next week will be the first episode on Netflix. So I will be watching that. Of course, I probably will do a show after that. It's gonna be going back to 3 hours. I don't know. 3 hours is a little be 10 o'clock when that shit go off. Maybe a little longer. Cause there's no breaks, no nothing. So I don't know, but yeah. NXT, like I said, WWE NXT Deadline was not bad. It was cool. The pacing sometimes got a little stagnant, got a little slow, but for the most part, it was a pretty cool match. Pretty cool match. Pretty good night for NXT. And till next time, I am Brian Janu. This is Wrestling Life. Be on the lookout. I just did my top 10 moments and stories of 2024. I got my matches and I got my wrestlers coming out this upcoming week. So you got those two episodes dropping soon. And I'll be done with Wrestling Life for 2024. Until next time, I'm Brian Janu. Peace.